You are now listening to No Dumb Idea.
Okay, so thank you for coming out to Gibble Dang Auditions. I'm Gibble Dang. Why don't you go ahead and give your name and slate?
Gym leader Nate, 6'3", size
perfect. That's
size
enough. Perfect.
Shoe.
All right. You got the part. All right.
Oh, thank God.
Okay, well.
That's the hardest audition I've ever done.
And for the stunt, man, let's go ahead and see. Go ahead and come in. Who's the next person? Yeah. Go and give your name and slate, you know, as we usually audition for the stunt, man.
Mm-hmm. I do a rolls in, does another roll, does like a karate kick, but like falls.
Oh, my God. Oh,
it's me, Dala.
Oh, okay, you got the part.
I'm willing to shave.
You got the part.
Oh, okay. That's my stunt, right?
No, don't shave.
Mm-hmm. You gotta stay hairy.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's what we need.
Peter.
What's our role?
How's everyone doing? Yeah. Hello, everybody. Welcome to No Dumb Idea. This is a comedy podcast, you know, maybe it's about pop culture, mark, you know, it depends on who's listening. But yeah, we like to joke about pop culture and make games about it. And I'm one of your hosts, Gibble Dang.
Hey, Cutter, I see you're like really finely chopping those cheese wedges. Like,
some would say he's cutting it.
Yeah, well,
sorry, I'm not here.
Well,
yeah,
I'm not here.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyways.
Yeah, stop watching me eat. Anyways, yeah, I just, you know, when I was young, you know, Fearty was still only just beginning to walk, and well, before we lost our parents, my dad was a real son of a bitch. And one time I gave him some lip and he picked up the space belt and
the spell.
Some would call it the spell. Oh, sorry.
I said stop listening to my tragic backstory.
Yeah, we're trying to have a moment here. Jeez.
And well,
sorry, hey, go on.
He let loose and broke my jaw. Ever since he broke my jaw, anything I ate, if it was solid, I'd have to cut it up, mince it into tiny,
oh my gosh,
itty bitty pieces. So when my parents finally died mysteriously, you know, I knew I had to embrace who I was. I had to embrace who they made, who I became.
Oh my gosh!
So I became Cutter, and to this day, I still have to mince up everything I eat, cause I still got a poorly healed broken jaw.
Oh my gosh, you poor thing.
No, I don't need your sympathy.
No, it's just that olive, I see you're having a hard time as you try to cut, it keeps rolling. Here, let me get that for you. Goes behind Cutter and like ghost style and holds knife. Ooh, there you go.
You are like soaking wet. Is there a reason that like, is it sweat? Is it like, do you have an overactive? You're like damp to the touch. Like, oh God.
I'm sorry.
What have you been doing?
I'm the chef.
What have you got all over
hard.
You?
It's hot.
Hey, Alina.
It's mostly sweat.
Alina, I think I could use my food being cut too if you want to come over here and.
You have cereal. It's fine. Here.
Oh, fuck.
Just pass the cereal. You can't cut cereal.
I hate this place.
Sorry, Cutter.
Don't worry, I've
just
got it.
Run.
Starts chainsaw, cuts a bowl of cereal in half.
Thanks, Cutter. I fucking hate space, bro.
Aline runs out, crying, slips in her own sweat.
Oh, God, I can still feel her on me. Like, she was gooey to the touch.
It's probably a mixture of, it's probably lube, like in the original Alien movies, you know?
Oh, yeah. KY jelly.
It's probably KY, just for effect.
You know, yeah.
Honey, they're gonna do the countdown. They're gonna do the countdown to color. Are you ready? Okay.
Here we go.
They're starting
Welcome,
at 40,
everyone. Thank
which
you for
is
coming.
A little bit weird. Yeah. But
we're you know we oh sorry shit I accidentally said we're starting at 40. That's an in, that's incorrect. We're starting at 50.
Okay.
So, hang tight. Get your cigarettes.
Okay. Good. I have time to eat my
get
soup.
Get your soups, all listeners.
And my soup and cigarettes.
Wash it down with a hot cigarette. So all right, we begin. 50. 49.
I'm 48. So excited. Yeah, I wonder if they're going to feature yellow.
44. 43. 42.
And listeners, if you're tuning in now, just remember,
40,
once we hit number 39, one, you'll see the countdown, and 30, every color will go, you know, and we'll see all the colors from magenta, blue, yellow, green, sparkle, green, 47.
I wonder if it's going to look as real life. You know, this will be interesting. You know, I wonder if it'll be dull. 23.
Yeah, I'm kind of, you know, I'm hoping that it's not just a bunch of hoopla, you know?
Sorry, this is the host. We have to stop. We miscounted, actually. We have to start over. I'm sorry, listeners. We got ahead of ourselves.
Oh, son of a bitch.
We were looking at
change
the wrong
the channel.
Time
honey,
zone.
Honey, change the channel to the
yeah,
next one.
I think channel
two
already has.
One.
I think two already switched it over to color. So let me go ahead and turn it. Oh!
Oh! Oh my god! Oh my god! What's happening? What
oh my
is
god!
That? It's
a
like
Mexican
that.
Man!
Hola,
¿cómo estás? God damn it!
Señoritas, señoras, buenos días.
Oh god, switch to the next channel. Oh my god.
Oh
it's
god,
some kind of
terrible.
Weird monster man with that skin.
Oh, that's all right.
We're gonna do the countdown. 10,
50,
49, 7, needle bloop, 6, 5, 6, snuffle.
Wait, why is he doing the countdown if it's already in color?
So, the word that we are defining is Asmora nomartica destina coldicar. Mm-hmm. So, is Asmora nomartica destina coldicar a wizard who summoned a demon and had to feed him a new dish every day for 7 years or else she would be eaten? Or is it a great deity of the planeswalkers who grants safe passage on journeys of great importance? Or is it a book?
I guess I'm first.
I go first?
I do.
No, I think Gibbledan goes first.
I go
this time,
first,
right?
Yeah.
I think you went first last time. Yeah, whatever. You go first because it makes it easier for
me. No, yeah, Gibbledan go. Did Gibbledan go first last time?
Yeah, okay. I was like, that should help me.
Dala.
I mean, I'll go with the third.
A book.
Yes.
Got it.
What were the other options? The third one is a book?
Yep, third one is a book. The first one is a wizard who summoned a demon and had to feed him a new dish every day for 7 years or else she would be eaten. Or is it a great deity of planeswalkers who grants safe passage on journeys of great importance?
Pick mine. Pick the one that's mine out of the three.
Whichever one that is.
Yeah, pick, say all three, and then by default, I get 3 points or 2 points.
I'm
going to
say it's a book.
Ooh, nice.
Okay.
That's what I would want you to think.
So, unfortunately, you don't get points for guessing your own answer.
Damn.
But Gibbledang and Dala both guessed a book, which was Gibbledang's answer.
Right.
A book. Next is co-op campaigns.
Oh man, underrated.
Yeah,
underrated.
I agree.
It's.
I feel like when it comes to video games, it's one of the most lacking.
It's almost
things.
Dated now.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Kamala Harris. No, I'm just kidding. No.
Jesus.
No, honestly, I do fucking miss
That's
me.
That's a good joke.
I do
that
miss
was
me.
That's pretty good, man.
That's
pretty Thanks. Smart.
That's my one good joke for the year. I'm done.
I also imagine someone who's like a coachman, Like, he, like, that's what he's done his whole life, is he's been a coachman, and he's, like, he's like, 40, and he's just driven coaches, like, horse-drawn characters.
Okay, I was like, what?
A coachman.
That took me a second. I was thinking of, like, a football coachman. I was like, is that what they call him in Chicago?
Coachman.
No.
There was a coachman in Mega. I thought it was a Mega Man reference.
A carriage driver, you know? I don't know. I think
I'm a little more on
Smallville is not really a surf Dracula, because it's like, that means if we took that same route, then technically, like I was saying, it would be as if you watched Beach Dracula expecting him to surf the whole time. But technically, they didn't say he was going to surf. It's just called Beach Dracula.
Yeah. I think the hard part too is it depends on the like advertisement, because like Smallville was advertised, like you're saying, as hey, this is, you know, Superman before he's Superman. This is before, like, basically the comic book, like Superboy comic book, essentially. Where like Surf Dracula, I mean,
we got
it's
a real
fake, 2-on-1
situation
know.
Here.
Wow. Did you watch that show as it came out, Gibbledang?
Smallville?
Which one?
Smallville?
No, I was like a small little rat when it came out.
Yeah.
Oh, I watched it when it came out.
I was just old enough to catch the later seasons of the show and go back and like watch the episodes on disc.
You two are DVD older numbers. Rats than I am.
Yeah, I'm a little bit older.
Older, larger rats.
I remember that was one of the shows me and my family would sit down and watch together, like after school and stuff, which was
exactly.
A nice memory.
It was on
it's
after
fun.
School.
Well, fuck me. Smallville listeners, why don't you go ahead and leave a comment and see what you think.
I can see your argument, but
that's
I feel
like
that.
That was their whole gimmick, and the whole thing when you waited for characters to show up was you were waiting for to see the Smallville version of them, the version of them before they are who they really are, and that became that was the whole thing about Smallville. It was the whole gimmick.
Okay,
they both Gotham.
I happen
to
know a lot about. I happen to really. No, I just liked Smallville a lot.
Smallville and Poltergeist 2 and 3 are your bread and butter.
Yeah, those are your two.
They're my bread and butter, 100%.
That and Sonic the Hedgehog somehow. That's the Triforce for you.
That is correct. For our listeners, the end of that question was the only people other than George Lucas to know ahead of time were Mark Hamill, James Earl Jones, the voice of Vader, and David Prowse, the man inside Vader's suit. And that is correct, because Prowse didn't know. At the time of filming, his line was, "Obi-Wan killed your father," and George whispered the real line into Mark Hamill's ear.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
He was
no!
No! He makes that weird face, where he looks like a little rat man.
Earlier, too, when he said,
but it's like, I love him.
When you said, when you said he was like in the Darth Vader suit, I was like, I imagine like a guy like stowed away in Darth Vader suit, like in the back.
He's the little just man like, hiding at his chest plate. When he opens it up, he's like,
I didn't know.
it's his version of Salacious Crumb.
Basically.
It hides in that little like chest square that he has with all the buttons. It's actually, he just opens it up.
That's Anakin.
Ooh, it's like a mech, kind
of. Anakin's the little gremlin inside his chest.
Yeah, that was all that was left of him.
Go grab me those chips. He opens up the chest plate. <and they're>
like... like in the books, like it's definitely more graphic in the books. Everything's more graphic in the books, like both more sexual, more violent, like more everything.
And then his blood went everywhere, and there's so much blood that I'm writing about it. It's crazy how much blood and gore and viscera.
Yeah.
Oh god, I gotta take a break. All right, I'm back.
So much of George R.R. Martin just describing women's breasts for pages. It's just like, dude, move on.
They're like bags of sand.
But that's just the left one. Let me get on the second one.
Yeah, that's the right one.
It's like, chapter 14. Just
kidding. Chapter 14, areolas.
Oh, God.
I've thought before, what about a D&D campaign where you start with, like, no skills?
I thought you were going to say no skin.
No.
And no skin either.
Skinless.
No skin, no tongue.
And, everything I touch.
Is that weird? Would that be a weird campaign?
A breeze.
No, not really. It's pretty typical.
But no, it'd be like literally you are a base human in the Dungeons and Dragons world, or like a base like person, like
mm-hmm, you like a peasant like, or something.
Yeah, you're a random farm worker. You specifically have to pick a background that gives you an excuse to not really be good at anything. Mm-hmm. And like that's who you are, and you have to try and you start at level zero, and like your stats working would all up. Be like would be like 12 to 8.
Nice.
All your stats. Mm-hmm. And it'll be the story would be like out of necessity you had to do something and you had to be heroic.
Yeah. Sense of
circumstances. And it's like I was thinking like it would be set in a town where it's like you are in a town and it would be kind of like Innistrad-esque where like the town the silver moon full moons that bring about the werewolves have started happening more often, and entire bands of werewolves are raiding towns, and so it's like up to you and your town's folk to either to do whatever you can to save your town,
just protect yourself,
whether it be going out and slaying them, whether it be trying to find defense. A human fort or building up barricades or something like that, or training militias, or in
I think,
or leaving, and you know that's just kind of where the story would start. But it would be so that everybody started in the same place.
That'd
and there's
fun.
A reason why they were all very average.
It's like, oh, what's the goal? And yeah, I'd probably play a kid in that one. I'd be like a 12-year-old.
I was thinking a baby.
I was thinking a baby, but I was like, that would take too long to.
I was thinking a baby first.
I'll put psionics in the campaign, and then when you level up to level 1, you become psionic.
Ooh.
You're a psychic baby.
See, yeah, well, then you can be the baby and I'll be the sibling or something, and it, like, it'd be perfect. We could both be, like, youngsters.
Sybilis. Sybilis. Mm-hmm.
Sybilis.
Syphilis. And, like, I liked it as a kid, but, I was like, I knew it wasn't a good movie, but I'm like, yeah, this is, like, a good enough, like, fun, throw-on, like, B-movie.
Speaking of
I do
of
like the first
movies.
Person. Yeah. Ooh, the B movie. We're gonna watch the B movie.
We're gonna watch the B movie.
Yeah, yeah. No, we're gonna play the video game that it's based off.
It's based
of.
Ooh, off.
You like jazz?
The
entire B movie right here.
Play jazz.
Press B to like jazz.
Yeah, play.
It's actually, a whole movie. You just have to hit B over and over again because it's the B game.
B movie. Yeah, it's Guitar Hero, but there's only one button. The B button.
Press B to watch Jerry Seinfeld date a 17-year-old.
Yep.
Ow!
Guys, oh my god! Aline, you're actually
how you
alive?
Doing? Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Good to see you. You know, pushes Cutter away. I'm so glad you're safe. I've been worried about you this whole time.
Yeah, same. I mean, I'm glad to see some other. What happened to Houston? Where's Houston at?
Oh well. Houston. Yeah, Houston got 8.
Ah, fuck.
Oh, did he? I honestly, I just kept running. And
well, I'm assuming we lost him back there.
Yeah. Shit. But we got this guy. Look at this little guy. He's holding the xenomorph. He's holding it by its neck. look at him. He's huge. It's like flailing around. Its tail is constantly going like.
Get out of my face. Jesus. Oh my gosh. Those things almost tried to kill me.
Wait, Aline. Wait a minute, Aline. Where's Fearty? Where is my brother?
He was pretty damn brave. You could definitely see he's not a bitch. But unfortunately, Dallas Corbin tricked us and got him killed.
Dallas.
And he has one of those xenomorph things. We gotta get rid of Dallas. We gotta somehow.
He's gonna do something with one of them things?
Yeah.
He killed my brother.
I mean, we have one, but I guess we could sell ours.
Yeah. I'm not selling. This is mine. This is valuable.
Oh,
this
no,
is mine.
We'll get another one once I kill Dallas.
Don't, hey, you fuckers, don't look at him. This is my boy, all right? This is my valuables. You're not taking this from me.
Don't put him too close to your face.
Oh, no, trust me. I got a gorilla grip on this little guy. He's turning blue a little bit. I have to release it every once in a while.
Yeah,
but,
you're
white-knuckling
that dude. Chill out.
Yeah, I think
you might break his acid.
I think I'm preventing it from growing fruitly. So, you know, this is okay. It's okay.
Yeah. It's like a watermelon when you put the things on the watermelon and shape it.
Yeah. I guess that'll work.
All right, look.
In 1995, when Pokemon Snap was still in early conception stages, it was going to be a completely different setting. The game was initially going to take on a more medieval setting, as it was initially planned to be about Jack and the Beanstalk. However, once HAL Laboratory decided to include Pokemon into the game and center it around photography, the game quickly changed to its current state, where players can adventure through a cave, volcano, haunted house, rainbow cloud, and river, amongst other locations. That's Kevin?
Actually, I don't think there's a haunted house.
Mm-hmm. That is 100% correct.
That's right. Yeah.
It was going to be, but it got cut out.
I got thrown off by how insane the first half of this thing is.
That part
like,
is
like medieval Jack and the Beanstalk. I'm like, what?
That means that was true?
Camera?
Yeah.
According to, it was initially going to be a Jack and the, I mean, like, I think that's like pre, like, game, you know, conceptual components, you know?
I feel like if it's before it had Pokemon or a camera in it, you can't call it an early version of Pokemon Snap. It was just a different game they scrapped and then instead made Pokemon Snap.
But I will say, working in games, sometimes you're, like, making this medieval game about Jack and the Beanstalk, and someone comes in and they're like, alright, now we're taking pictures of Pokemon, and you're like... What? That's just not the same game at all. And they're like, everyone drop everything you're doing. We're taking pictures of Pokemon. So I think in that like way it probably was.
Well, the character. I was thinking that what if the Bible did go on a date? And it was like you know the way a sock puppet kind of like goes like, bah, 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 uh-huh. But it was the Bible. It'd be like a Bible puppet.
Yeah. I mean, that could be, but that's not what any of these will be.
Okay.
It's not like I picked.
I'm just usually misunderstood.
Yeah, know? Really?
Sorry.
Yeah.
The Bible? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Bible.
Yeah. It's like everyone interprets me differently. It's like so weird and annoying.
So do you eat ass?
I'm all about love and like community. Yeah. Of course
yeah,
I eat
I'm
ass.
The Bible.
I'm a Bible. What the fuck else would I eat?
Fuck, man, what if Superman existed in our world, but he was, like, all fucked up and shit?
He's all fucking nervous all the time.
Fucking crazy. And what if the Flash was real, but he fucking loved cocaine and sucking dick?
Ooh, and he's like, I gotta suck these guys off, like 30 at once, and I can, because I'm fast.
Because I'm so fucking fast and high as hell.
That's him.
Whoa!
30 guys in one room. The answer is... The world would fall in love with it.
Yeah. He'd be president tomorrow.
He goes into a room that's full of like a... It's like a hostage crisis and there's like 30 gunmen. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you going to do, A-Train? It's 30 of us and one of you. Hey, I guess it just sucks all their dicks, I guess.
Did you say
H-Train? A-Train!
H-Train? Homosexual train? Like,
come on, guys.
No, you know what he does? He does in that hostage situation, like, what are you going to do? He's like, I'm going to run a me on you. And then he, like,
nice. Yep. I'm going to run a me on you. Yu-Gi-Oh! Even though Yugi is a master duelist, he isn't undefeated. It isn't until Yu-Gi-Oh! GX that we finally get an undefeated duelist, Jaden Yuki. Gibbledang?
Dumb, actually, he isn't a master duelist.
It's more of just like a colloquial title, not an official title, so I would say that's... I'm not going to accept that.
I'm going to dumb in. And I don't think this is what you're looking for, but I'm like, I feel like this is a technicality. Actually, is Yugi isn't the master duelist. It would be Yu-Gi-Oh! Is the master duelist. Yes. As he's
I understand what you're saying. I believe you're referring to Yami Yugi.
Yeah, yeah, Yami Yugi. Sorry, yeah.
Otherwise known as Pharaoh.
He becomes Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Yu-Gi-Oh for short, you know, we're on the first name basis kind of thing.
No, that is not Yugi is the one who technically wins, even though he is possessed by another spirit.
God, I love that. I would love, like, if I could cheat that way. I won. Yeah, I just have, like, a fucking genie come.
That's not even the extent of his cheating. He literally uses his device to rearrange the order of the cards in his deck whenever he needs something to come up to the top. That's what the Millennium Puzzle does. He just doesn't find that out until later.
Until, like, much later.
Yeah, he finds out that that's how he won.
I'm gonna dumb in again. Fuck it, I'm just gonna go with my own then. Maybe I'll get you some points, Gym Leader Nate. I'll go with, I forget which number mine was, but I'll go with mine.
Are you sure you want to do that?
It's a 50-50 chance, I mean.
Then take the 50-50 shot. Why go for the 0% chance?
Because then I give Gibbledang more points. That's the problem. I either get no points, or I give Gibbledang
these
games. If you
get it,
I never yeah, true. Canonically.
All right.
I'll go with my own because I can't. Yeah.
All right. So since that's that, you went for your own, yes. Which was the crystal that was encased by the spirit of Gildron. The correct answer was Mizium, a magic-infused metal that is super strong and heat-proof and durable.
Oh, no, sure.
Okay. I thought if I threw the double and in there, it would trick people with the bad grammar.
My problem was like...
Gibbledang saw right through me.
Yeah, my problem was when you read that, I was like, that just sounds like adamantium or vibranium. So I was like...
Which it is, technically.
Yeah, so I thought Gibbledang was like, haha, fuck with... But then I was like, the museum one, I'm like, that's like the book again.
Yeah, I came up with museum. All thought that was hilarious, honestly.
That was that was funny.
Which when I heard that, I was like, okay, that's not Gibbledang. Also, a little tip, when you're like, I'm done, I'm like, oh, his is not going to be the long one. Because he texted it so quick.
Oh, yeah,
that's been my strat, some of these.
Blue Harvest instead of Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or you're talking about the Family Guy one, right?
Mm-hmm, Peter. Yep.
Peter, I'm got the dark force.
Ooh, I made a Darth Peter. Duty in my diaper.
It's me, Darth Doom. Vile woman.
Call my pants right, diaper. The way be pooping in my pants. Sorry.
We have a longer one, so bear with me. Again, you could bust in whenever, but I'll finish the whole trivia. At around 53 minutes, when the children are in the gyrosphere watching the instructional video of Jimmy Fallon, he mentions the sphere shell is composed of aluminum oxitride for enhanced durability, aka transparent aluminum. This fictional material was originally popularized on Star Trek IV: The Voyage Home and was an engineering staple in the 23rd century for its remarkable properties. A single 60 by 10 foot sheet could withstand the pressure of 18,000 cubic feet of water while being only 1 inch thick. Ironically, aluminum was recently invented. It is comprised of aluminum, oxygen, and nitrogen, and it's commercially used as heavily ballistic glass armor protection. It can stop a .50 caliber armor-piercing round. Get his Gym Leader Nate.
Okay, I already know what it is.
So our first option is Diogoog.
Got it. All right, so this is a dark type, and it's a Dio from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, but it's just his head and arms coming out of his head.
Okay,
and it's just like him being like, "It was me, Dio."
Okay,
all right, that's my guess.
That's your guess? Okay. And then Gibbledang, you give your guess.
All right. So it's going to be... It's basically like Geodude. It's a rock ground type, but it's the legs. It's just a pair of legs with a head. Like a head for arms with a head. Yeah. Yeah.
What type did you say? Sorry, you said...
Rock ground.
Rock ground. Okay.
Yeah.
Any other... Okay. And then we have Kevin. What's your guess on what Diogoog is?
Yeah, I'm gonna go a different angle because I'm thinking of the classic meme, like, is the cave made of rock of flesh or is the flesh made of rock? You know, the Geodude in the cave, like, is it the cave or is the cave it? How do you know? Philosophical quandary for the ages. So I feel like this is, just like a flesh-covered thing. I think it's, like, normal. I think it's, like, a weird, fleshy little guy. I think it's still kind of like Geodude, but I think it's, like, fleshy.
But made out of human skin. Like, human
skin. So like a fleshy Geodude?
Yeah, with hair? That's my guess.
Okay. He does not know. He screams.
Exactly. what type was it, Kevin? I don't know.
Normal.
Oh, normal. Okay. All right, let me read that description and then we'll make a determination. So, Diogoog is a rock ground type. This Geodude is solid at math, but may need more time with reading due to its dyslexia. Good thing Diogoog, it comes equipped with a set of glasses.
So it's just, it's like just Geodude with glasses?
With glasses, basically.
Like Clark Kent and Superman?
That's why it was impossible for us to tell them apart. That makes sense.
Yeah, true. We don't know which one to shoot. I think I'll give that to Gibbledang, as he said, Geodude. He said, I think I'll give it to Gibbledang, because he also said the ground rock type.
Yeah,
as well.
He's the closest with the typing.
And also, I imagine mine was also good at math, too. I just didn't want to say anything about that part.
He's just
brag about it.
Mine was actually dyslexic, too. I just didn't want to call him out in front of all of our friends.
Yeah, so. True. Yeah, you don't know. The voice and all.
J.R.R. Tolkien releases Return of the King.
Okay, wow, nice.
So.
Okay.
Ooh.
We do a scene from the Lost Draft.
I was gonna say, yeah,
of Return of the
we
King.
We act out like what he's saying or something.
Where
like one of us is like author and the other two are like the characters that he's writing and what they're saying or doing.
Yeah, that's why I like that a lot, actually.
So soft music play.
Can't hear any of that.
Oh, you couldn't hear my whistling. Damn. All right. don't bring the snare drum or the hi-hat.
Sam and Frodo climbed ever higher, moving across the barren wastelands of Mordor. They have not seen Smeagol for many hours, but unfortunately, their toes were getting stubbed many times on my rocks.
Can we stop, Master Frodo? My feet are also ache from this barren wasteland.
Sam looked down, seeing his feet are covered in blood.
Master Frodo.
Okay.
No, I'm just my brain just halted for a second.
Master Frodo, let's stop at this barren wasteland and maybe fill each other's bare wastes. If you know what I'm saying.
I'm sorry.
In that moment, Frodo and Sam longed for each other.
I could just... Whatever. Keep going. It's okay. That'll be the joke. No, it's okay. Keep going.
I'm going to kiss you, Ray. On your ring, Master Frodo, if you know... But not that ring.
Oh, he's kissing my cock ring. It's crazy.
Oh, make sure you don't have it on, because the Eye of Sauron will see us.
The Eye of Sauras, right?
Yeah, we don't want voyeurs in here. Not for without paying our OnlyFans.
In this moment, the two did not know, but Gollum was setting up a chair above them, hidden in the peaks, which to watch from.
Tolkien, are you done with that draft of Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
We need it. It's due tomorrow.
You know, oh, sorry. No,
I've been in there for a long time.
For a second.
Me and my brother, the Guinness brothers, we need that book really bad.
Open the door. Open the fucking door. Is he still in there?
No,
is he still in there?
Open
I'm going to call the cops.
Everything's,
I'm going to call the cops.
Covered in a little bit of...
You can't keep fucking doing this. You can't keep fucking doing this.
I get the axe.
This is my fucking property.
He always does this. God, let me get the axe. Scene.
Okay. So stupid.
So the movie begins with opening credits. The camera is flying around 3D renderings of Moon, as we see Name's mug interview, as in jump, like beating
up. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The camera then goes not too close, but slightly to the left of some chicken tendies, revealing the title, Superman Legend of Reagan Prime.
Jesus Christ.
So we begin.
Good.
Scene 1, Interior, Metropolis Courthouse, Day. We zoom in to 11D's nuts news reporter Clark Kent as he waits gibble-dangly in the courthouse's waiting room. The waiting room is busy with the citizens of Metropolis. Just then, Clark Kent gets called over by the attendant.
How are you, sir? May I help you?
Hi, I just filled out this form to legally change my first name. Due to some Batmanly circumstances, I've decided to go by Peter Griffin. Here is the Miami I filled out to change my name.
Rufus Brigade.
Thank you, sir. May I say congratulations, Mr. Peter Griffin Kent?
Just then, there's a loud boom outside as a giant Lois comes capitating by. Without pause, Peter Griffin minionly rushes to the moon and dons his Superman suit, or sorry, super suit, to become Superman, the Man of Milk.
Hey, Lois.
Superman says.
Oh yeah. Hey, Lois, if you don't stop, I will be forced to bounce.
Lois responds.
Menacingly, puny short. You do not stand a chance against me. I'm going to pulverize you.
The Lois swings a giant airbrush van mural at Superman,
okay,
launching him into a Turkish plastic surgery center. Quickly, Superman recuperates, flying at 2 miles per hour into Lois's pancreas, knocking him down.
Shrek can't be 27.
That is not
that
Shrek.
Sucks. Dumbass.
But like, wouldn't that be so funny though? Wouldn't that be so funny though?
This is when he's younger.
I'm 27.
Get off my lawn.
I'm a fucking stallion.
You're forgetting for right. It is normal bird. So you both write.
Oh my bird.
Oh my god.
But it is still normal. So
yeah,
it's
a type. Yeah.
I didn't know what it was, but I knew it wasn't ground. And I really appreciate Gib on phrasing, always trying to be a little too specific. Because I was like, I know the right answer. I was like, damn it, Gib's got this. And you also knew the right answer, sort of. You just have to.
Yeah.
That's
this is James Gunn, Superman, 2025. I just read this last week.
This is correct. That is correct. You read it in the most recent Hustler magazine, I believe.
See, that's crazy. Not tapped in that close
into
to the interview network anymore, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah, the culture,
I'll find
the magazine
it's not an
articles
interview, then.
And whatnots. No, I'm just observing.
Yeah,
Dala makes these games for
actually,
me.
I'll do another.
Basically, we both rate. Essentially do at this point.
Yeah, we're here to just keep you entertained for an hour, hour and a half at a time. It's like we have custody. Essentially,
we have to make sure Gibbledang wins so he pays attention.
Oh God!
Yeah, true. So he's invested.
Don't tell nobody.
Oh, come on. Come on, do the thing. Why won't you slide open?
Sorry.
Oh,
my God. Didn't mean to scare you.
Dallas.
Fancy running. Fancy running into you here.
Oh, my God. You gave me a heart attack.
Yeah, heart attack.
You can't do that if we're going on this ship, if we're going into this space station together. I'm going to drop dead.
Yeah, a lot of fear running through your, what is it, endorphins? Is that the word I'm thinking of? All these emotions giving you that kind of smell. Your pheromones.
Yeah. My older brother calls it the stink of bitch.
The stink of bitch?
I would describe it as the perfect
test subject. Sorry, what were you going to say?
I'm not trying to be afraid. You know, I'm trying to be courageous for my brother, but it's hard.
Yeah.
Do you have any advice for me, Dallas Corbin?
Puts hands on shoulder. The grips really,
ow,
really.
Ow, sorry.
Sometimes I forget my human strength and other humans' limitations.
You must work out a lot.
No, but thinking about what to do, you know, I think in this situation, you should prove your brother wrong. You're really brave. I don't think that fuckwit knows how brave you are.
Yeah.
Now, Freddy.
You know what? You're right.
I am right. I think, Freddy, if you're catching on, I think that you should go on the ship first. I think you should volunteer to lead the mission, beautiful strapping boy like you. It couldn't
Maybe
be done.
Maybe I can finally prove that I'm more brave than my brother.
Yes. Yes, you are more brave than him.
He'll stop making fun of me.
He will stop
he'll
making
stop
fun,
making
of,
fun of me and saying, yes. saying that I stink like bitch.
Yes, Freddy. And then soon, we will usher in a new age of human innovation. Yeah, and it'll all be because of you. What do you say?
Yeah. Yeah. Slowly turns around in a trance towards the door again. All because of me. All
right, I'm going to go tell the captain that you're okay with this.
All because of me. Beep, beep.
So I realize with, you know, with all these new movies coming out and popular movies, whatever, I realize that they're always going to make porn parodies of every single one, right?
True. Gotta stay current.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Legos.
So I...
TMNT.
Why is that the first
Legos? Sorry, wait, what the fuck is your...
Have you not... Yeah.
That is not what we were...
There's a Lego movie. What's Lego movie? I
thinking like Star Wars.
What the fuck is your problem, man?
Check it out. It's actually kind of funny.
Dollars just straight up like, yeah, you know how you always running across the Lego board.
We see Peter Griffin's love interest, Lois Lane, and his best friend, Lois Griffin, in a records room, gumming through the planet's sensual records. This scene is shot at a Guardian angle.
Oh, shit. Thanks for helping me, Lois Griffin. Peter Griffin called ahead with a hunch and wanted me to get started on these records.
Oh, no problem, Lois. I'm fatigued to help. Did Peter Griffin mention he would...
Before Lois Griffin can finish his sentence, Peter Griffin exhausted into the room. Sorry, into the records room like a jackalope.
Hey, Lois Griffin. I appreciated the pixelated help. When I was battling that Lois, I noticed it had a gun on its ear, which seemed familiar.
If there are any clues to who sent the Lois, then it would be in here.
Listeners, this is like every other word's Lois. Apologize.
Oh, I legitimately thought Patrick Warburton auditioned for Zod.
Oh, no.
Okay, so that's probably why the trivia didn't fucking exist.
Yeah, there you go.
That makes more sense. That makes more sense. I thought he auditioned for Zod.
God damn it.
Well,
yeah, I was like, oh, that's what are the odds? That's funny. But anyways, Gibbling, would you like to guess which movie?
I mean, he probably did audition for like Lex Luthor in Superman Returns.
That is incorrect.
Oh, okay.
It is The Fantastic Four in 1994. You auditioned for Ben Grimm.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that, actually.
The Thing.
Yeah, that would have been great.
Hey, Reed.
Hey, Reed Richards.
Hey,
Reed Richards.
Hey, Johnny. You're a fucking dick, Johnny.
Just impersonations, just, hey, Peter, but like, other word. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Hey, Reed.
Welcome to the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, true. No, just in general, not even us, but just in general, that's how it is.
Holy crap.
Imagine if he was known for that instead of Hey Peter.
Holy crap, Ben, you look like a thing, huh? Reed, knock it off.
I want to see this now. I'm invisible,
look
Peter.
What I can do, Peter,
look at my melons.
Oh. And I'm Susan. I'm Brian, I'm the flame on one.
What the heck? What the heck? I'm on fire. Whose leg do I have to...
Yes, Midi has said that he's flaming.
I'm that's, Dr. Doom.
It's me. Yeah,
I'm Dr. Doom. There is no Stewie. There's only Doom.
There's only Doom.
Vile woman.
Is it Meg is Namor? Or no, Chris is Namor.
I'm going to kill that vile woman.
No, Quagmire is Namor.
Quagmire is Namor.
Oh my god, that's oh so god. True.
Oh, Meg is...
We cracked the code.
Okay. Meg's that big...
Meg is Moleman.
Meg's that big thing that they fight on the cover of the... That, like, that big green monster that they fight. I think it is a Moleman creature.
Oh, the Moleman's monster. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Can Cleveland be Moleman?
She can be all of them.
Hey, Reed. Can I do that? I can't do that. No. I can't do that.
I don't even want to be doing voices.
To be fair, I'm almost certain that it's a white guy who voices
it
Cleveland.
Not anymore,
you can do Cleveland's voice. Did they?
Oh, did
yeah,
they?
Long time ago.
Nice. Good on them.
Good for them.
So our next question, I think, is going to be one that I don't think you both are super familiar with, but let's see. Let's see what you can dredge
up in your
knowledge.
It's about, one of us particularly.
It's about, in your high school, what was served in the cafeteria?
What are you, Nardwar?
Honestly, that's going to be my next one.
Oh, God.
Honey, look, I know I don't have too much time now. It's just the ship is crashing, and I'm so scared, and I never got the chance to tell you how much I loved you and how much I love the kids, and just I'm so sad that I'm never gonna be able to see you guys again, and just I'm so sorry for everything I've done. It's just I just want you to know that I'm gonna be thinking of you.
This is awkward. Since we're gonna die, I should probably tell you I fucked your wife. So while you're making that message, can I also hop on there?
She's the queen, yes. Of course, we all fuck my wife. What are you talking about? There's only one woman here.
Oh. Okay, it's cool.
It's cool. Terry and Euronymous and Dorcas and everyone else is fucking my wife already.
You know, I didn't quite understand the whole thing, but now that you've explained it, I think that makes more sense. Oh, really? Jimothy too?
Yeah.
Shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, I didn't realize.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell her to say. Tell her to say hi.
What was it again? What was your name again? Timmy.
What? I'm Timmy.
Oh, Jimothy.
Timmy.
No, he's Jimothy. I'm Timmy.
I'm Jim.
Queen.
And we all look alike.
My
but
queen.
I mean...
Hello, my queen. Hello, yes, my queen. My queen.
Tell her.
Hello.
Tell her. Say hi.
Did flight plan with Jodie Foster, where it's
I have that on here too.
Is that on your list?
So that's a terrible twist. That one's awful.
Which is
I haven't
stupid.
Seen that, but that one did pop up when I looked it up. But explain that to me. What's flight plan?
So
flight plan.
Yeah, go ahead.
So she gets on. She gets on a plane, and it's where they are flying her husband's dead body, who was in the military. Her husband's body home for a burial. It's her and her daughter. She falls asleep on the plane. She wakes up. Her daughter's gone. She talks to other people. Everybody's like, we didn't see you with your daughter.
You
don't have a fucking daughter, you idiot.
You got on this plane alone. Yeah. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Bitch.
And at the very end, the entire reveal
gaslight her.
Is that it's literally that people were just gaslighting her. There is no reveal. The twist is almost that there isn't a twist. And that, you know those flight attendants? Yeah, it turns out they just fucking lied.
They were trying to frame her for hijacking the plane?
They're going to blow up the plane, and they needed to frame her and make her look crazy to make it look like she blew up the plane out of grief for her husband.
There's no way that could be done, though. That's crazy.
It's convoluted.
And it's a post-9/11 movie, right?
Very convoluted plan.
Yeah, and it was literally the entire movie relies on the fact that everyone else on the plane just coincidentally happened to not notice her daughter.
Yeah.
That's it.
Perfect. That's good.
They just coincidentally stood in the way or something.
Yeah, that's how I would write my movies. I'd just be like, and then they just, whatever. People don't see
it. It's all coincidence. It all works out.
From around the corner and from around a pile of books, it's a large, let's say he's small. So it's a small,
it's a large, small,
kind of withered little wizard, the withered wizard,
mm-hmm.
who comes out. He's like, Oh, it looks like my spell must have worked. Sorry, let me go ahead and introduce myself. My name is Dummy, the wizard. I summoned you here to the land of No Dummia, Singapore, where, a lot of your creations kind of exist.
I guess we're not in Miami.
Singapore?
I thought we were in Miami. Damn. Okay.
Wait, does
No Dummy
does fantasy come from Singapore?
No, but you know, it's you three have managed to manifest, you know, a small little sect of land in Singapore, almost like an infection, kind of, if you think about
it. So you're saying we caused this? I'm not legally responsible for this.
I don't think this is my fault. Mm-hmm. I don't have anything to do with this.
You have no proof.
Wait, where's the little one? Where's Gibbledang?
the short one?
I think he's back where we came from, still like making weird voices and talking to no one.
Actually, is this one of those things where you swapped our bodies with like some demons, so there's demons out there now and we're here? Or is this
no?
Ooh, that'd be funny.
That'd be pretty funny. That.
No.
Yeah.
Damn it, I was hoping that one would be here. Keep things on track. Anyways, so I summoned you here for a reason. There's a small village, right outside of, actually my village, right outside the castle.
Oh, you own it?
It looks like it's being, yes.
You have the deed?
I do. Do you have any other questions, Dala?
Can I see the deed?
You're a rich little nutsack, aren't you?
Give me, what is it? Give me a,
idea check?
Idea.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. Let's see. Oh, 16, okay.
He shows you the deed.
I snatch it. Like,
he like snaps his fingers and magics it back into his pocket.
All right, fine.
Okay, this is exactly what I expected, so I'm honestly not surprised. So
hey, we're trying to keep you on your toes. We're trying to keep you on your toes. You know, that was a test.
You're saying that we made the land, but then you're over here and you're like, I own the. It's like the fuck, dude. Pick a lane.
How do you own what we just invented somehow?
Oh, are you big corp?
I'm sorry,
big corp.
Do you have the deed?
I should.
Where is it?
The deed to my brain.
Yeah, you have it. Yeah. I got the deed. You can't own that shit. Can't monetize my brain, motherfucker.
You can't. Yep.
Got
it. Yep. Yep.
Dap.
All right. Show us to your little hovel of a village or whatever. Because then it's also like, I don't know. I've been recently like kind of including just like all of it. Like, nowadays I'm just like mythology. It's fantasy. Sci-fi. Yeah. It's fantasy. Yeah. Comic, like most comic books.
I would say comics, I would say, are fantasy.
It's fantasy. Yeah. Like, it's just...
I mean, just meant for the topic fiction. Of this conversation, fiction what is the line? Like, for the podcast episode, what's the line is what I was getting at.
Well, I feel like that's, like, it's, like, in my head for this episode, it really comes down to, it's non-realistic fiction.
Okay.
You know? I feel like there's, within the realm of fiction, there's realistic fiction, mm-hmm. where it's like, this is a story about a person in our world who, like, they're bounded by our rules, and they, like...
So Kill Bill's fantasy, because she just kills so many people, and that's unrealistic. I'm just kidding.
Nah,
I'm joking.
I'd still say that that's realistic fantasy, technically.
I guess.
Just stylized.
Yeah.
But...
So that means, like, most, if not every movie...
But like, no, it's just like Godzilla, you have to think about things that literally like don't exist.
Mm-hmm.
That's once you're in the realm of things that have no existence in our world and in our lives, then you're in the realm of the fantastical.
Yeah. Ooh, what if it's like, all right, sorry, this is just dumb, but what about sci-fi where we've actually surpassed that technology and it's been made like cell phones or so? Does that now become not fantastical because now that cell phone or whatever exists?
What? Shit, that's hard. It's like, yeah, it's like,
now it's the documentary. No, I'm just kidding. It's no.
Well,
it's tough.
Most of the time, funny enough, most of the time it still doesn't exist because the version that they imagine,
sure, isn't.
We don't actually ever make. We always just make a much more boring real world version of that technology.
Mm-hmm.
The first twist was he created a clone of that dead daughter, and that's the little girl. But then it turns out that his dead daughter, when she was alive, had did it to herself and gave birth to the child herself also through, like, asexual reproduction.
Yeah, that's how I do it, man. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, butt baby. Yeah.
Yep. I'd be like, bah! And then a little me would come out. Be like, oh, papa! Papa! And I'd be like, oh,
talk already,
Junior! And then I'd feed it. I'd let it suckle at my teeth.
Yeah. And then it'd get wet after midnight.
Yeah.
And it'd be
Gibble
like,
dad.
And then it'd bite me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, it
turns into a gym leader day if you
yeah.
do that.
Yeah, oh, sure. Damn it, yeah.
All right, before the final question, I will bring up one more.
All right, let's go to action movies now, you know? Testosterone, ooh. Man, hell yeah.
Die Hard, it's just regular Die Hard.
Well, no shit.
It's just hard, it's hard.
No, but you guys, oh my god, I can't believe you guys, it's Guy Hard.
Guy, that's a pretty good
okay,
one.
Okay, well, yeah, well let me start, let me start, let me start. So there's Guy Hard, Guy Harder,
right?
A good gay to Guy Hard.
Yep, yep.
That's good.
Or Guy Hard with the Vengeance.
These twin scimitars were wielded by the famed Drizzt Do'Urden of Dungeons & Dragons lore. I will take either of his sword's names. Okay. Either one.
Buzz.
Yeah, Gibbledang.
Durden and Gurdon.
So it's not Durden and Gurdon. That is incorrect.
Well, that was just the name of one sword. Let me still... Yeah, I still have one more guess.
Oh, okay. What's the other... What do you think the other sword is named? As a hint, there is a magic card representing one of these.
To you only. Yeah, think of one card out of a million.
Well, it's got to be a magic card from the Dungeons & Dragons set.
That's fair. That's fair.
Oh, good answer, good answer. Drizzt 2.
Drizzt 2. Unfortunately, that is incorrect. Dala, would you like to guess?
Sure, I'll buzz in. So one of them is Drizzt Do'Urden, and the other one is the North Scimitar.
The North Scimitar, ooh, gotcha. Yeah. All right, so our real answers are Icy Death and Twinkle.
Twinkle.
Icy Death and Twinkle, that's correct.
So one freezes you, and one gives you a little twinkle, you know, in your step.
Yeah, one just kind of shine.
Turns you gay. Happy Jew.
Stabs you. If you live, you're gay now.
Yeah.
You're gay.
Most people are fine with that because it meant that they lived.
Yeah, fair.
We're going to follow the tracks.
Yeah.
The whole time we're while we're like following them, we're like looking at the ground with a magnifying glass and going do 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 do.
Nice.
Like in time, we're like marching like that. And every now and then I'll use one of the divots as like a trench and like hide in it and like peek up, make sure no one's there, and I'll keep continuing.
Okay. Yeah, nice.
How small are you in this world?
No, how big are the dips is what I'm thinking. Like massive.
That's a big lowrider.
It's a megazord.
It's a lowrider monster truck, actually.
Well, no, it's the lowrider zord.
Yeah, it's a Zord,
lowrider,
right?
Zord. Okay, so they are huge.
I don't imagine it's going to be huge. What animal does it transform into?
The first one, which is the king of a powerful city in the world of myths and heroes, and that is correct, Gibbledang.
Hey.
I called it. I called my bet.
Unfortunately, yeah. Dala, Gibbledang did immediately adjust to what you said.
I'm trying to write the longest fucking answer.
Yeah. No, I know. I figured. That's why, too, when Gym Leader Nate was like, are you still typing? I was like, I don't get it.
That's
I was going to lose this game in the game. Yeah. You just started typing the minute, I'm sure.
In the first millennia.
Yeah, in the first, yeah. Yeah, I was like the first one. I think it was like Might and Magic or something like that. I was like, that sounds too generic, but yeah.
It's funny. It's just immediately just like Gibbledang's like, don't you pick? You can't pick up on my patterns. Fuck you.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't planning to win this one, anyways.
You weren't planning to win?
No, but I play for fun.
Not with that attitude.
Not with that attitude.
All right.
Yeah. I think.
What about Pokemon? Definitely fantasy. Pokemon's fantasy through and through and through. They went out of their way to make Pokemon copies of actual fantasy villain or fantasy like monsters. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, what? We need a ooze. Wait, no, it's not a ooze. It's a Grimer. Wait,
there's also dragons and fairies.
Yep. All right. So now, Gibbledang, you still have control of our board.
Dagrons for 300.
Dagrons 300. We're going to clear out that category. This dragon always speaks his mind. Oh, and if you listen closely, he kind of sounds like a donkey. Yes, Dalla?
Hello. I was thinking it was Dragon from Shrek. But she doesn't speak, so I'm like, wait, no, I'm fucking dumb. I mean, that'd be my guess. No,
this is a dragon who sounds like a donkey.
Yeah. I'm like, who is that? Like that? Yeah, that'll be my guess. I mean,
you're eerily close. You're,
is it donkey or donkey?
That part of the sentence, I am referring to that donkey.
Oh, that donkey.
Gibble Day. Yeah, I'm like, I don't remember any other dragons from Shrek.
No. It's a dragon who sounds like Donkey from Shrek.
Oh, Mushu.
Buzz.
I'm going to let him take that.
I don't know why I kept thinking you were like, when you said close. Like,
take that one,
like,
though.
When you say close, I was like, oh, so Shrek. Okay, what other donkeys are in, or what other dragons are in Shrek? No,
like, close, like, yes, Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, you know, as I always think. I heard that May 5th to May 9th is official National Short King Awareness Week.
Thank you for letting me know about things in the past that we have already missed.
I'm glad that I'm glad we missed it, and we can go back to Short King's invisibility year.
Next year we'll have an episode dedicated to it. Bracket of
go back to edition. Go back to where? Who said? Wait, who said that? Oh, there you are.
Yeah, go back to Short King. Where? Ness? Yes,
there. Nice. Awareness.
Nice. Where?
The best new name for zombies first. We'll get to answer first. Go.
Zinc.
Oh, Gliblins.
Zinkles.
I don't think I'll take Gliblins.
Damn. All right.
I just can't imagine someone being afraid of the zombies trying to break in. And it's like, oh God, the Gliblins are coming.
The Gliblins are here.
They're going to glib us.
All right. So, Gibbledang, what is this creature called?
No, I want like a Street Fighter, the movie, the game style, but for Mario, the movie, the game. So I want like live action, like Bob Hoskins running over and jumping on those Goombas from the movie.
That'd Mario, be
so sick.
Mario and Lario. Yeah.
Mario and Luigi. Mario
and John Luigi Lasagna.
Versus Bowie-o.
Yeah, versus Dennis Mario. Hopper.
Who's that?
Yeah. Bowser. No, this is real. Really that's knows. Actually his real government.
Who the
that's his government
is
name.
Dennis Hopper. Why do you keep bringing him up every goddamn episode, Dalla?
I thought I told you to stop making people up.
No, it's Bowser's legal name. It's his government official name.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Bowser's a white guy. Okay, so speaking of Bowser, you know. Okay, so. Dang it,
Dalla. Would you also like to take a guess?
Sure, I'll take one. Blade is the Flame of the West. Is it... it's called the Flame of the West.
It is called the Flame of the West. It is the Flame of the West. That's the name I gave you.
Damn it.
Good answer. Right,
we'll go with Twonkle. This one's Twonkle.
Twonkle.
Twinkle is Twonkle. What's this one from, actually, too?
Very true. You were right. This is Lord this of the is, Rings. Okay. This is Lord of the Rings.
Damn.
This is Aragorn's blade.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Sting.
King Ice.
It is named Anduril.
Oh, okay.
Forged from the shards of Narsil.
Yeah. What about the Doom movies?
I was like, I feel like you've been wanting to talk about that all day.
I have. They're dog shit.
Doom 1, fun one for like a dumb, like it's a dumb B movie. I remember did we see Doom Annihilation together?
Yeah, we watched the second Doom movie together.
That was
that's with Rain Rock Ronson, right?
The first one.
The
is.
First one, yeah. And he's like the half the one. Size. He looks like The Rock before he ate The Rock.
Ooh. Before he cannot lose. Because he loses.
Rock squared.
Spoilers, he loses in that movie, which is nice.
It's the first and last movie he's ever lost in.
Yeah, the one time.
That fucking idiot. You hear me, The Rock? I'm still coming for you, son of a bitch.
You stole my
this
list.
This Saturday night at SmackDown Raw. I'm coming for you, Rock. I swear to God, what?
And the world's got to know my name and see how I come for you. Wait, I mean...
I'm going to come on you. I mean, for you.
Everyone's going to see me come on you, I swear. No, I mean, you come in me. Wait. No. Here, let me say it. Let me try again. I'm gay. Yeah.
There we go. Got it. Out in one.
There we go. Done in one. Movies with Spider-Man. So, here at No Dumb Idea, I figured... Why don't we try to pull a Sony, and why don't we try to make a bad Spider-Man spin-off movie that no one wants to see?
You mean a great Spider-Man movie that that everyone's going to want to see. Okay.
Oh, God, cocaine.
Oh, the Coke Mountain.
Chills me out so much. Dollar, what do you have to say about this?
Mm-hmm.
It's coming to me. It's coming to me. Look at Mysterio. And, like, the lizard comes in.
That was good timing. Now I gotta keep in that you went to go pee for that joke to work.
Edit in a pee sound over the...
Yeah, just in the background, just the sound of piss going into the toilet.
But add reverb, though, too, so it's, like, in the distance.
Nice and far away.
Until, like, the last two rounds, probably. It's going to be, like...
Till the very end.
Same thing with, like, Pokemon MTG somehow. Dennis Hopper versus MTG. Fuck!
It's impossible to decide.
Yeah, damn it. So we have The Flash versus Buffalo Sauce.
Oh, that one actually sounds hard.
Both red.
Both spicy, if you think about it.
Yeah, both run fast. Yeah.
Gibbledang,
You know, use a Gibbledoat?
I'm using Gibbledoat. When you get hot wings, is there
Buffalo.
A different flavor you ever get?
No.
Okay. Then I'm going with Buffalo. I'm going with Buffalo sauce as my answer.
Yeah. I was like, Gibbledane last episode, there's like no reason to get other flavors or some shit.
Yeah.
He said he was upset with because everybody keeps getting all these other bullshit flavors and nobody gets.
Yeah, like, oh my God.
Yeah, it's like, come on.
There's not enough respect for Buffalo.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Buffalo over The Flash.
Buffalo. So background movies will be going to Gym Leader Nate for a bid of $2.
Oh, nice. I didn't want the udon. I didn't want the open slot. So I was like, maybe see if I can snag this for $2.
Yeah, a movie in the background or people spilling soup in my couch.
But my key is I'm going to put on a really terrible, boring movie so that no one wants to pay attention to
name
it. Name one terrible, boring movie.
Yeah, there you go. We'll wait.
Five. You're right. They're all amazing. You got me. Every movie ever. It's like, it's hard because some of these, it's like you straight up know. Like, you know, I look at Hannibal and I know for certain what he drinks. He drinks a nice Chianti. We know this.
You got lag with that.
I bet that's going to be on the list.
I'd like to change my answer to The House.
That's so real.
Ooh, that's
a pretty good
house
one.
Okay.
Do you want to get rid of The House?
I think that's a pretty. Is that pretty
it
unanimous?
Has so much plumbing.
True. No ice.
It's got to keep its teeny tiny thin spaghetti pipes lubed up.
Yep.
All right. So I'm hearing three for House.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's 100% true.
All right.
House drink water.
Okay. Our next one we have is Dr. Pepper. The soda, Dr. Pepper. Which of these?
Ah,
cool,
fuck! I should have waited for The House.
That's Art the Clown.
That's Art the Clown. I could finally see that.
He's got Dr. Pepper energy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. 21 secret flavors inside of him,
yeah,
or whatever it is. 21, 27, nah.
23.
I was like,
Dr. Pepper. Close. Wait, who'd you say for Dr. Pepper?
Art the Clown. He's the black and white one.
Oh yeah.
No, that's Dracula. Damn.
Yeah, that's the Gilman.
I feel like I don't know enough about him.
Option two, we have Elaine Head
a non-combative monster found in the other world of Silent Hill 4. This monster is simply the head of Elaine, but with her skin scarred and her eyes twitching while following the protagonist around the room. She was meant for sacrifice, but survived, which may represent the scarring. Additionally, her heavy breathing may be a result of using breathing
tubes. Elaine, what are you doing?
Sorry, I just had
to... Elaine! What's the deal with all these breathing tubes?
Yeah, cut to Elaine in a hospital bed, like...
she's like...
It's like scarred up.
Jerry, she's been in an accident, Jerry.
Yeah, Jerry, she's in Silent Hill.
You don't need to make jokes, Jerry. She's in Silent
Hill. Jerry. We gotta go to Silent Hill. Oh, shit.
Best Goblin of 2024.
Nice.
So we have for first category, or first nominee, we have Greg Blinn, who was in the movie Pity to the One Who Falls, 2024, you know.
Right.
We have Goblo in Quentin Tarantino's Hamlet.
Is that Goblin Rob Lowe?
Yeah. And then we have Grithgo in Lime Green Goblin's Camp Fridge Skate, also 2024. And we have Girl Blinn in Challengers, you know, with Zendaya.
Thank you.
We have Hannibal Lecter. It rubs its lotion on its skin, which is what he didn't say.
That's not Sonic. Okay.
It was a different character in his movie. That's correct.
It's in his movie. We have Reagan from The Exorcist.
Reagan, Ronald.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, Ronald. Yeah,
the world's
Ronald.
Scariest
R.
person.
Reagan.
I'll ruin your economy.
Well, what do you say, Pastor? Do you want to... What does he say? What did she say? Do you want to fuck me, Pastor? What do you say, huh?
August has that look of
joy. Oh my god, dude.
Nine Inch Nails, or it's like Freak on a Leash, but or no, that's not Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah, got it. Freak on a Leash. Yeah. I will give you those points.
Fucking. What the fuck is his name? Oh Jesus Christ! I can't remember. It's gonna like bother me.
Majors.
Jonathan Majors.
Oh, yeah. Yes. What was?
He's back.
Do you know what the modifier was?
It's corn. Yep. There we go.
I'll give you that. Do you know the modifier was for that one? Since you're all, it's still your turn, August. If you want, if not, that's fine.
Oh, it's you were just humming.
Oh,
it. I
think I got like, the modifier.
I do too.
Yeah,
I do too.
I think
Gym Leader Nate.
I think the gym leader's got
it's
it.
It's that whatever song August said, as if it were in Kung Pao Enter the Fist.
Yeah, that too. Or it's an acapella.
Or it's Miss Piggy.
No.
Yeah, it's Miss Piggy.
I like Miss Piggy. Yeah. Let's go with that one.
That is smart. That's that, but unfortunately, the Miss Piggy is a that's just the guitar. Me doing the guitar sound. No, the modifier for this is I brushed my teeth during this song.
Keep playing again.
Yeah. We get to the middle part. Or all right, bids are in. We have Gym Leader Nate with an 8. We have the lovely Viv with 12.
What did you do?
And we have the amazing Gibbleding with 25.
25?
25?
I'm thinking realistically of how much a fucking pizza costs.
No, well, we're not spending money on the real pizza.
No, it's like, wait till later on where we get to like dice.
You
still haven't listened to dice.
You've
already
spent $33.
You have,
yep, 33. 67 left?
32.
Yeah. Whoever doesn't have dice, they just are like, all right, pick a number. 7? Yeah, sorry, your ace, you didn't pass.
Damn.
Gilbildang will choose one of the two options and replace it with something that's already been discarded.
And how many
back to the game, back from the game yards, we have two. Okay, 5-7-2. Got it. Super memorable. Easy. Yes.
Okay. Keep talking. Don't you worry. Don't you worry. the other thing to note too is that they have to be used by the. You can't use any of these in the last
outside of this game. You can't use any
outside of this game. You can't carry them over.
I just keep one of the question ones, and then like 2 years later, I'm like, "Hey, I get to ask any question about you now."
I get it.
Did you just cheat at cards?
yeah. Can I have that card in your hand? What's that second card in your magic hand right now?
What are all the cards in your hand right now? I understand. Me too. I'm afraid there might be a vampire.
Whoa.
Okay.
But you're probably wondering why I brought you guys here into this insane asylum, especially with lag 9k.
It's because we're absolutely loony.
If lag 9k is with us, then I'm not afraid, because like a little known fact, but ghosts are actually afraid of lag 9k.
Yeah, lag 9k is like the toughest.
He's
one
a reverse
here.
Ghost.
This is true. Ghosts are scared of me, but that being said, I will admit, I'm not very ghoulie proof. If there's like any ghouls or like, you know, like ghoulies, like goblins or critters,
yeah,
I'm not very good in that department.
We do hang out a lot.
I'm better with ghosts.
I've been keeping track.
Not a high spender. All right, we have number 12. You guys ready? All right,
here we go.
Yes. We have Brennan Lee Mulligan. Very seasoned D&D player
God.
And DM. Knows all the
fucking
rules.
Kidding me?
May go into anti-capitalist rant. Great improviser.
I think he'd get along with Baz.
He... What else? Come on. Load. God damn it.
Fuck. Are you fucking kidding me?
Damn. Misses 65% of sessions due to having to record for work. And plays a wizard or sorcerer. Damn, that's the downside.
Okay.
This is a lot. Sorry, I took a... Yeah, but it's Brennan Lee Mulligan.
So he's only one.
No, we're going to schedule around him.
That's so you're never going to meet.
Guys, we're only meeting up when he's free, guys.
Also, you have Mia Moore, who has like 30% miss rate.
Even if you schedule around him, it's going to be, he's still going to miss 65% of
fuck. Fine, we're going to overschedule.
Also, the 65 could be that he leaves like hella early or comes hella late too. So it doesn't have to be he missed a session, but more that he's only there for 65% of, or sure. I guess, yes, 35.
Of total
he's 35%.
Play time. Sure.
Yeah. Of total play time, yeah.
God.
That's rough.
I'm leaving for one more bid.
65 is a lot. Yeah.
So it's just like to try to get it in time for this episode. So.
Nice.
Yeah. That's why they're all so shitty. So enjoy.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, this is the version I'm going to be playing.
Studio quality.
They're beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, August, can I join your band?
You're in, my stuff, right? This is your audition.
Yeah, but you're going to be on drums. Yeah, so it'll be okay.
Sick.
Yeah. Desktop drums.
Pat in the desk.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to be on desk.
And then there's one scene, maybe she's with, I think, Leapfrog, and she's like, Eugene's talent, or she's like, what about your dad and all this? Like, that's crazy or whatever. But, you know, this reminds me of a Lewis Carroll poem where he once wrote, "When one is responsible, then does the power come to them." You know, so it's like a little nod to the
smart. We all have to put that in some way, shape, or form. In great both power, of my responsibility, just like twist it around. Yeah.
Oh my god!
Both of mine.
Yeah. Wait, say it again. Honestly.
It's hers is what is it? When one is responsible, then does the power come? Or does the power arrive
so
to them?
Stupid.
So she, she's
my version in the Goblin movie will just be someone like Green Goblin at one point, just literally just going like, responsibility, power, and like that's it.
Yeah, that's I like that. That's pretty good. Let's move on to the next category, which is Best Album 2024.
Okay. None of us are going to agree on these things.
Yeah.
I
so we have,
even have an opinion. Like,
the Blue Silky Photo album by Recollection. So it's a blue album with like a little insulet. Put a photo. It's kind of nice. Little binding. Perfect for photos. We need to put our 2024 photos.
True.
So we have the Blue Silky. We have the Recollections Black Bamboo.
Okay, so we got two nice, like, leathery great finish. Album. Two great from Recollections, album. By the way.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Actually, Recollections really cleaned up because they also have the Blue Fall Recollections. A nice white photo album with like blue floral designs, obviously a blue spine. I'm personally partial to the black.
Oh wow, only three. Touches. Wow, you could even make it to yeah. four, could you?
Oh, did you want the joke to go
on? No, I think this is a great
I
like,
think the rule
bit.
Of three. I think the rule of three applies fine to this bit. God, I just realized Paul Blart came out also in January. Mall Cop.
Hell nice. Yeah, but that's a good movie.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good count. Movie. And we're not talking
that's
about
a blockbuster.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I do have a list of good movies, which I was kind of
supposed to be talking about bad movies, well, like Tooth Fairy starring The Rock, which also came out in January.
Yeah, nice. God. I don't want to talk about The Rock. No. I've been informed by my publicist that I'm not allowed to talk about The Rock anymore.
Yeah,
that's crazy. I got informed by my publicist that I'm exclusively supposed to mention him at least once an episode.
It's like, it's like, come on, you can work him in once every hour. Come on.
Always bring up The Rock, yeah. Say he sucks, and then move on in order to stay hip with the kids.
That sucks. His doll is our publicist, yeah. So I don't know what's going on.
I just like 2025.
He's just trying to make us fight.
Yeah, 2025, new, you know, change things up, season two, essentially.
Yes. Hi. This is emergency. There's no more stabilizer fluid. Yeah, so I'm telling you, this is urgent. There's no more stabilizer fluid.
Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am. It means you've reached the end.
A what? Do you mean the end?
Yeah, the end. You know, you drained it all out. And if you want more, you must let the fluid regenerate.
Do you not know who my dad is? I'm going to tell him. Anyway,
ma'am.
Don't ma'am me, ma'am.
Ma'am?
My dad makes more money. Whatever, fine. Tell me how you did do it. I need more stabilizer for myself right now.
You simply have to switch, ma'am.
You're being such a bitch. No. Excuse me.
The switch reboots the fluid secretion process.
I want to cut. Dala, I like your methods of getting her to be on your side or to try to get her to give you the fluid, right? Call her a bitch more. Try to call her a bitch every other word.
Every other word? Okay, I got you.
Yeah. I feel like that's pretty convincing. Mm-hmm. That's usually what I do when I need people to be on my side.
All right, let's go from there.
Oh, from there? Okay.
The switch reboots the fluid secretion process, so you can continue to enjoy the experience.
No, bitch. I can't switch, bitch. I can't, especially not now, bitch.
There's no other option, ma'am. But feel free to call me a bitch some more.
Is this the fucking sex line again? God damn it, Dad.
Dad, you got me. You got me.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's good. Yeah, you know what? Let's
add some depth.
Let's cut. Guys. That was great. Let's give a round of applause for that. That was great. That went great.
I think for soundtrack, right? All right. The soundtrack, not the acting.
Thank you for listening to No Dumb Idea.